Our next group from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class at the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia.
My name is Lexi Burris.
And my name is Sophie Heinrichs.
And we are reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phonology Report for Tuesday, May 16th, 2017.
Here are some more first of spring things we've seen this week. Number one, first rose-breasted grosbeak, May 11th. Number two, first oriole, May 12th. Number three, June berries in bloom, May 10th. Number four, no hummingbirds have arrived as of Friday, May 12th.
We went to the school forest on Friday. We found wood anemone, marsh marigold, northern white violet, marsh blue violets, gold thread, bunchberry, and starflower in bloom. We also dipped in the pond for water insects. We collected mayfly, caddisfly, and mosquito larvae. We also found diving beetles, back swimmers, water striders, and water boatmen. After photographing the insects, with iPad microscopes, we let the critters go.
The birch and maple trees have not leafed out yet, and only about a quarter of the aspens have done that. The tamarack trees are just starting to pop needles.
The kids on bus 12 travel by Butler Swamp every day. Other than the red-winged blackbirds, swans, and Canada geese that are always there, they've noticed that 15-foot by 15-foot mats of cattails constantly move around on the ponds. The kids say the mats look like a herd of cattle when the crowd on one end, and on the other, and on other days, the ponds look like chessboards with a few pieces making a move every so often as they move across the board or pond.
That is our report for this week. Thank you.
And goodbye.
Thank you, Lexi and Sophie. Nice job. Gosh, lots of things out in their school forest. Gold thread, starflower, those are two exciting flowers you need to get out and look for. Both of those are white. The gold threads are going to be close to the ground, and they're going to have five petals, and the starflowers will be a little bit higher, maybe 10 centimeters, 12 centimeters, and they're going to have seven petals, which is a little unusual in nature. Nature doesn't do a lot of sevens, but check out the starflowers. They're one of my favorites.